This is a guided meditation session on Tonglin, taking and sending for animals who are dying or dead. Please remember when you do this practice that from a Buddhist perspective, animals are sentient beings, conscious, no less than any other living being. And because we have this precious human birth, it's called, we should always practice for all sentient beings. There are many, many practices that can be done for animals. We can explore that at some other time if you like. But in Tonglen, the approach is pretty much the same as it is with people. So I thought that we could practice it today so that when you need it, the practice is familiar to you, and that would allow you to focus on the experience of practice rather than the mechanics. So first of all, the animal or animals for whom you practice can be alive, dying, dead. It really doesn't matter which of those mind-body states they occupy. And please remember to approach the practice with dignity and humility. These animals are your benefactor because they have caused you to practice. They're part of your path to freedom. Settle now into the body. Relaxed and awake. And if it's your habit to take refuge and give rise to bodhicitta, awakening mind, please do that now. And then rest your mind in open awareness, bright, unlimited presence. And now visualize yourself in the space in front of you, like a mirror or a hologram. Facing yourself, look directly at your visualized self. And to see if you can touch into your suffering. It's helpful not to be analytical, just to kind of rummage through the feelings of suffering now or before, any kind, and allow yourself to be intimate with the feeling experience of that suffering. Just a drop will do. And when you have connected that suffering, make the compassionate wish for yourself that you in your actual body will take on that suffering so that your visualized self doesn't have to experience it. And on some in-breath, when you feel ready, you imagine that that suffering rises up out of the visualized body like a thick, dark, sticky smoke. And on some in-breath, when you feel ready, you breathe that smoke in through the nose and into the heart space of your actual body with the intention to experience it. And you imagine that this comes to pass, and on some out-breath, whether it's the next one or as you feel ready, you send every manner of blessing all that you have out on bright white light. And it is absorbed, all of those blessings absorbed into the visualized body of you. And you notice how it feels. You imagine that those blessings are received by your visualized self, and you imagine that you experience your suffering and also the blessings, the giving of blessings. And you can repeat that for a few breaths if you like. And now you bring to mind the animal for which you wish to practice, or the animals. And spend some time looking at this animal as though it were suspended in space in front of you, facing you. Notice the way it looks. If it's moving, you can notice the way it moves. As much as you can, be present and undistracted with your experience of this animal being. And now that you imagine that all of this being suffering arises from their body like a dark smoke, and you cultivate the wish that you might take on all that suffering so that they can be free. And on some in-breath, when you feel ready, you breathe in that smoke and it enters into your heart space and you experience that suffering on behalf of that animal. And on some out-breath, without rushing, when you feel ready, you gather up all of the good fortune, blessings, health, rebirth in this realm, all of those things, privilege, beauty, ease. And on some out-breath, you breathe out those blessings in the direction of the animal, and you imagine that they are absorbed into the animal's being and experienced. And you repeat this, and if at some point part of your out-breath offering is rebirth in whatever realm benefits this animal being, you can offer that as well. So try this for a little bit with this animal. If you find yourself distracted, please just come back. If you want to continue that taking and sending for this animal longer, you can pause the recording. And now you imagine just any animal, one to whom you do not have a close relationship, street dog or someone's animal in their car. And visualizing this animal, not worrying too much if the visualization is clear or not. You understand that all sentient beings, including animals, want to be happy and free from suffering, of course. And so you imagine that even though you have no idea, maybe, what it is that this animal's suffering rises up from their body, as a dark cloud. And without knowing what the suffering is, you cultivate the compassionate wish that they would be free of that suffering and perhaps all of their suffering and even the causes of that suffering. And on some in-breath, when you feel ready, you breathe in, and that suffering comes out of the animal's body like a dark, thick, sticky smoke. You breathe it in through the nose, and it's absorbed down into the heart space. Not the lungs, but the heart space. And you experience that suffering. And on some out-breath, when you feel ready, all the blessings that you can think of, certainly at least all the blessings that you have, you send on the out-breath. And this would include, of course, birth in a realm where one can hear and practice path of awakening. And you continue that taking on of the suffering and offering of blessings and good fortune for as long as you like, pausing the recording if necessary. And having let that visualization go, you now visualize in the space in front an animal with whom you have a challenging or conflicted relationship. Maybe aggressive animal or large wild animal. Or an animal somehow that you have managed to make a judgment about or are fearful of. Could be a spider or a snake, for example, hyena or something like that. And you visualize that animal in the space in front facing you. See if you can kind of feel the texture of the not liking or trusting or whatever that aversion is. See, can you feel it in your body or heart, mind? And understanding that no fault of any animal, our aversion to them, even if they attacked us on purpose. Surely they must have been fearful or confused, hungry or lost. How else will they be at ease in their animal life if sometime they don't experience freedom and enough of whatever they need? Space or food. And so you imagine that whatever causes this animal to have difficulty, you imagine that that suffering and also the causes arise from the animal's body as a dark cloud. and with no thought to whether you like them or not. With complete equanimity, you just, on the in-breath, make the wish that they be relieved of their suffering and the causes of suffering. And you imagine that that suffering arises from their body like dark, thick smoke. And you breathe it in, willing to take on that suffering. And you stay in touch. Are you open or are you closed? And on the out-breath, you gather together all kinds of good animal blessing, including positive rebirth, including long life or whatever is beneficial. And you continue this taking and sending for a breath or an hour, turning off the recording if you need to. And now, having let that previous visualization go, you imagine that in the sky in front of you and behind you, above and below, are infinite numbers of animals filling the sky. All kinds, from the tiniest, unseeable animals, microscopic, to largest animal beings. We have seen, and perhaps even making space for animals we don't have the ability to see from this realm with this karma. And you understand that animals, just like us, are on the path to awakening. Like all beings, they too have Buddha nature. That pilot light of goodness, wisdom. And yet we have caused them so much suffering, and still many of them are friends to us. And so with a tender heart, when you feel ready, you imagine that from all these billions of animals, their suffering arises into the limitless sky, fills the sky, manifesting as dark clouds of smoke. And on some in-breath, when you feel ready, whether it feels possible or not, you just hold the aspiration and the intention to breathe in all the suffering of the animal realm. And you do breathe it in, it enters into your heart space, and you experience all the suffering of the animal realm. Please take your time. And on the out-breath, you send every manner of blessing. You can prolong this portion of the meditation out for quite some time, thinking about all of the different suffering of animals, or you could do this portion of the meditation for a very long time for an animal who is sick or dying, wounded, animal on the side of the road. It's very good to use this experience to benefit this being. And also, of course, it will benefit you as well. So you can turn off the recording and continue this meditation as long as you like. And then when you are done, you dissolve that visualization. And you rest in open awareness, letting all the energies settle. And then you dedicate the merit, the goodness of the practice, for the awakening of all beings of all realms throughout space and time.